The views and opinions expressed during this podcast are not necessarily those of any commercial radio station, any government organization. The views and opinions expressed during this show are solely those of Dan and Doc. If you don't like it, fuck it. Don't subscribe. This is the Creepy Sleepy Show. Indie rock and politics.
Hi, this is Tavi coming to you live and direct from KSUK, K-Suck Commercial Radio. Next hour we got new ones from Hillary Fluff, Sum 31, a modern classic from those guys in Chingley, and Nickel Suck, only on...
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Right now. It's extremely supporting of the president.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
So and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You're now rocking it with Doc and Dan on the Creepy Sleepy Show, Indie Rock and Politics.
It's kind of a scary intro.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying, as a matter of fact.
Welcome to the Creepy Sleepy Show podcast number 2.
Yes, this is the second Creepy Sleepy Show podcast. We're using one microphone yet again.
Yeah, and it's serving our purposes.
Indeed.
It's very phallic, this microphone.
Yeah, it's actually Michael Butler on the Rock and Roll Geek Show talked about his phallic microphone. In fact, he's using a very similar microphone. This is an Electro Voice RE16 microphone.
As opposed to the TalkBox 420.
Oh. I think we should call this the cockphone.
The cockphone?
Yeah.
It has a very large head on it.
It's like we're leaning into a huge cock.
And about an 8-inch slender shaft. No word, gonads, though. I see no testicles.
The word shaft, I'm sure, is funny.
Yes.
So, we are doing the Creepy Sleepy Show podcast, and this is an extension of the college radio show that we did through 2004-2005. I think we said that on the last podcast. But what we did with the Creepy Sleepy Show is we did interviews with musicians, students, and senators, as a matter of fact. And we're trying to... There is no way with a music and news show, news-ish show, that we can break news.
Yeah, we're not going to be breaking news. We're going to be analyzing the news.
That's right. We've talked a lot about that. That there's no way we can compete with the national news centers. But what we can do is bring to podcasting something with our resources and our access. We can get some things that podcasters haven't seen thus far.
Such as, like, intelligent people talking on the podcast.
No. Are you insulting the podcasters?
I'm not insulting anyone, man. I'm just saying that we both happen to have college degrees.
Multiple college degrees.
And I would say that, you know, we pretty much have a grasp of political reality as far as, you know, what's going on in this world, whereas other people may be a little to the right or the left.
I gotta stand up, man. I can't sit and talk into a microphone. I think that's what my problem is. You know, we've tried doing this talk set a couple times, and it's just ridiculous to record something and go, oh, I don't like that. Let's do it again.
That's
and
fun.
For me to get into the mindset... Of a DJ.
Of an MC.
Of an MC, since we're not spinning discs. I need to stand.
Well,
and talk
very
into my
intimidating,
cock.
Man, because I'm sitting.
You can stand.
But the funniest thing is that I'm sitting, but I'm taller than Dan.
How funny.
So all you know, ladies out there, you can imagine one guy being taller, one guy being shorter.
I'm sure the taller guy with the
beard.
That.
I'm the taller guy with the beard.
So we are doing the Creepy Sleepy Show podcast, and we don't really know what the fuck we're going to be doing with this podcast, other than it's finite, because...
It's ending in a little while. I'm moving to Missoula.
That's right. We're broadcasting from Spearfish, South Dakota, which is, if you don't know, look for the place with no fucking people on it, and then find the smallest town you can.
Yeah, or if you look for a road map for, like, Amtrak, for instance, you won't even see South Dakota.
Oh, no.
Because no Amtrak comes to South Dakota.
There's
which is lame.
Barely any roads come to South Dakota.
I-90 comes
but
to South Dakota.
The funny thing is, we have the most powerful Democrat in the Senate as our representative.
Or we used to, anyway.
Yeah, we had.
Yeah, he's gone now.
But we did interview Mr. Senator, former Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle last semester.
And now we're going to be interviewing Senator T. Tim Johnson this week, so you'll be able to hear our interview coming up next week.
I think, I might be wrong on this, but I think it will be the first podcast with an interview with a senator, and we're going to be talking to Senator Johnson a little bit about podcasting and what it means for the dissemination of information for politics and politicians. This is a powerful medium just for people to get up and bullshit and talk, but we also think it's kind of it will be a very powerful medium for people to get out political propaganda.
Wouldn't it be something to have the Dub on the show?
The Dub?
The Dub.
The Dub B?
The Dub. Yeah, George Dub.
Well, let's work on it.
Yeah.
I don't see why we can't do that.
Yeah, we might be able to get George Dub on the show.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be something?
But we want to bring a little higher. I know that doesn't sound like it when we sound like we're a mile away talking into one microphone here, but we want to bring a little higher production standards to podcasting. We take quite a bit of pride in what we do and what we can make using audio tools here. We have a setup we'll talk about here in a little bit. But we're able to make some pretty cool stuff. So you hear some advertisements, some fake advertisements from us, some cool indie bands.
A bunch of little production spots that we got. We're going to be hearing one of them pretty soon here.
That's right.
This coming up production spot was made with three people. So if you listen to it and are impressed, shoot us an email. We'll let you know how we did it.
All right, this is the Creepy Sleepy Show. We're going to hear music from Life in Braille in just a moment. We'll be back
after this.
The Creepy Sleepy Show. Our victory is imminent. The Creepy Sleepy Show. Our victory is imminent. The Creepy Sleepy Show. Our victory is imminent.
They're creepy. They're sleepy. Now it's Doc and Dan on the Creepy Sleepy Show.
That's right. And that was Life in Braille.
I want to say something about that real quick. In the last podcast we did, I mentioned that they're a band I work for. And I just want to clarify that this is in no way, shape, or form some subversive plug for this band.
Or payola.
We need to go through the vast depths of PodSafe music and collect music we're going to be doing for the show. And right now, we know that Life in Braille is PodSafe, so we're playing them. And they're a pretty kick-ass band.
There's, like, websites and stuff like that you can get PodSafe music on, too. Like, stuff that's just where they say, you know, copy this, distribute it as widely as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Public Enemy is probably one of those bands, I would bet.
Absolutely. Well, and also MySpace has turned out to be a really good place to find music. I'll have to check that out in the future. But if you're an independent band, you can email us at creepysleepyshow@gmail.com. Just send us an MP3 of your music.
And $50,000.
And $50,000.
And we'll play your song.
Yeah, and we'll play your song. Actually,
no matter how crummy it is.
For $50,000, we'll play a lot of shit.
All right, well, speaking of playing a lot of shit, the headline story this week pretty much is, if you guys don't remember our show from the internet or from the radio station, we used to do news on our show, and one thing that's come to light this week, really big story, is how Newsweek, the noted reputable news journal,
the reputable,
is not so reputable, has demonstrated that they're not so reputable by printing anonymous sources.
About as much credibility as CBS News right now.
They have as much credibility as Penthouse Magazine, for instance.
Yeah, yeah, the whole Quran debacle that has gone down in the last week, as of today, which is the 17th of May, 2005.
That's right.
Today, Newsweek retracted that story. Or yesterday, I'm sorry. Late yesterday, they retracted that story.
And for y'all who aren't familiar with that story, basically what they did, what Newsweek did, and it broke in Newsweek, and then it spread throughout the entire world on people's internet, junk mail. They're getting all these freaking spams from all their friends saying,
well, the bloggers
nuts. Look at what happened. Look at what George Bush is doing, you know, all this other stuff, you know. What they said was, Newsweek reported that United States soldiers were using the Quran as an intimidation weapon. Now, what they were doing is, one soldier was flushing the Quran down the toilet. A bunch of them were standing on the Quran, and there's a left-winger, some senator, you know, who said, oh my God, if someone did that to the Bible, think of how fast we'd be at war with everybody in the whole world, you know, or whatever the case may be. I don't know the exact quote of it.
I don't disagree with Muslims' reaction to this if it were true.
Well, there's actually another part of this story, which is, in the United States, this news broke, and the only people that were, you know, that were at all interested in it were those people who hate George Bush. While in Afghanistan, when this story broke, there was riots where something like 111 people were killed in the streets of Afghanistan. So, you know, the rest of the world is paying attention to what we're writing, whereas George Bush, no response whatsoever.
Well, my concern is that, all right, first of all, if this story is not true, then yeah, absolutely, Newsweek shouldn't have published it in the first place. But if it is true, I just wonder, this story had been out as a little blurb in Newsweek for quite some time before anybody reacted to it. And it seems to me that, first of all, Newsweek should not rely, like, the New York Times is going to be relying a whole lot less on anonymous sources. Newsweek shouldn't have relied on those sources. But if my concern is that Newsweek is just buckling under pressure to retract this story. And I'd like to know a whole lot more about the circumstances that surrounded them publishing this in the first place.
Well, I think that Newsweek was actually buckling under political pressure to print the story in the first place.
Do you? Why?
Because of the fact that, we don't really know what goes on in Guantanamo Bay. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But I am saying that if the United States is using methods like that, you know, so what? We're an empire now. Big goddamn deal. The United States as an empire can do whatever the hell they want to, including disrespect other people's culture.
Well, that's
And
yeah.
I'm not saying that justifies it. Hold on a second. I'm not saying that justifies it, but what I am saying is that the United States is not responsible to anyone. What the people in the government, and that includes the military, does anymore, they're not responsible to anybody. You know, George Bush will never be held accountable for anything that happens in this war. the people in the soldiers, like, they had a sergeant, like, you know, going down for the trial of abusing those prisoners. You know, big deal. The people who are really responsible for giving those orders are never going to be held responsible for that.
Well, and the people that ultimately should be held responsible for that are the American people, who should wake up, and if they don't like things like this occurring, then vote the fuckers out.
Well, speaking of voting them out, we got to pay some bills.
Yeah.
Here's the...
our underwriting announcement.
This Creepy Sleepy Show underwriting grant is brought to you by the MOD Insurance Agency.
Hello, I'm legendary philanthropist Dollar Bill.
I'm Tubba Butter.
And I'm Joe Francis, man.
And we're the owners and proprietors of the MOD Insurance Agency. Got a problem with that wise guy neighbor? Does an acquaintance owe you some money but refuses to pay up? Is your boss breathing a little too hard down your neck? Don't take matters into your own hand. Let us take care of it.
I'm hungry. Can a brother get some sauce or some butter?
Don't do something you might regret. Leave your dirty work to the professionals here at MOD. For a modest fee, we'll fix your problems for you.
And let me tell you something, man. If you use your ACE card, you get 10% off your first whacking.
Life's too short to waste on dealing with trivialities, so don't waste your valuable time. Pick up the phone, dial 1-800-KICKASS today.
Or contact BHSU Up Team.
Because the effort you save may be your own.
The MOD Insurance Agency. We're the only insurance you will ever need, man.
Offer not available in all states. Check local laws. May cause diarrhea, inflammation of the spleen, brain or liver, urinary tract infection, erectile dysfunction, syphilis, and in many cases, death.
Creativity.
C-R-E-E-P-Y.
S-L-E-E-P-Y. Creepy.
Sleepy.
You're now rocking with the best. Doc and Dan on the Creepy Sleepy Show. Independent rock. Independent politics.
Yo, 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 check it out. Yo, 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 yo.
That's right. We're back talking about the Newsweek debacle.
Yeah, and as I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted by our having to pay bills, actually
bills.
By the end of the song, Ace of Base, the American people should hold themselves responsible for allowing these people to get into power in the first place.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But
yeah.
You got to remember, though, that... The American people don't choose the government of this country anymore. That's one of the necessary
myths.
Characteristics of an empire. We no longer choose the people of this country. How many people out there right now listening to this podcast would have rather had John Kerry as president than George Bush?
And honest, like, not this whole, like, well, he's better than Bush shit.
Yeah. No, how many people would rather have had Howard Dean.
Jimmy Dean.
Howard Dean. For their choice than John Kerry, for instance. How many Democrats out there would rather have had Howard Dean than John Kerry?
Well, you know, I think
we don't choose our leaders anymore.
One thing we should clarify in this podcast is that neither one of us is affiliated with any major political party. I'm solidly independent, and
I'm solidly socialist.
Right.
I'm so red on black, so you can just call me the black guy. I'm the black guy on the Creepy Sleepy
Show.
Well,
you're quarter black, you know.
Yes.
Well, and that, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's like that South Park, you know. It's a choice between a giant douche or a turd sandwich, you know.
Yeah. You really don't have any choices. So when we don't control our government, they cannot be held responsible to us.
But you know, wait. So, I disagree. Like, I think there is, on a micro scale, we can help, and I'm talking bigger micro and macro, but we can control the government, and one of those things one of the tools we have as people to help control the government is a solid, independent media. And that's why...
Do you believe that? Do you really believe that?
I believe that the media can shame governments or shame representatives into doing the right thing. That's why I'm talking micro and macro scale. I mean, ultimately, it would be best if we just ditched this fucking government and got something that was a little better. But on the...
Well, that actually goes back to my original point that Newsweek was politically motivated when they published that story. They and people like Dan Rather, and there are several other people in the media, have a secret hidden agenda. They like to present themselves as fair and balanced. Okay, we're not talking about the kind of fair and balance that Fox News puts out. See, we're talking about the kind of fair and balance that the New York Times puts out.
But do you really think that Newsweek has a liberal agenda?
I do. I think they have a liberal agenda, and they're trying to do whatever they can to shame our government and to shame our troops.
See,
when the government and the troops do enough themselves to shame themselves.
Well, I disagree. I think Newsweek's agenda, if anything, isn't conservative or isn't liberal, but...
Well, it's to sell advertisements.
Exactly. And if you...
But that's not... I mean, the people that are running the magazine do have that mission.
They'll jump on,
it's evidenced, man, by the fact that they published an anonymous source and they didn't have any backup for it at all. And Dan Rather did the same thing. They did whatever they could to find some story that was critical of the government.
Sure, but this wasn't a story. This was a little blurb.
It's a half a page story, man.
Right. It wasn't a full fucking... Nobody sold this magazine on that, oh, look what's going on at Abu, or look what's going on at Guantanamo.
I just don't think they should have published it.
No, I agree with that, but I certainly don't think that they have any type of left or right-leaning agenda. I think that their agenda is pretty corporate, if anything else.
Well, we're going to have to get back to this real quick. We got a mashup now with Ludacris and Weezer. For all you geeks out there.
On the Creepy Sleepy
All you
show.
Gangsta geeks.
Peace up, A-Town Dance. Yeah! Okay! Let's go!
Yeah. I'm Dan from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And I'm Doc, also from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And we're here to tell you our plan for taking over America.
We're not just going to broadcast here from Spearfish.
We're going national.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and then South Dakota and then South Dakota. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! 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 Only on the Creepy Sleepy Show,
Indie Rock and Politics,
Sunday nights at 9 p.m.
on KBHU The Buzz. Yeah!